All right, guys. So now we're here in the studio. We're very excited. As you've seen this outside, we have Natasha Graziano here with us in the studio. Natasha, how are you?
I'm amazing. I love your energy. I love you too. And I just love this place. Oh, I'm like, gosh, right down the street from me. Yes, you're kidding? Right?
We're neighbors. You're so coming cool. from Bel Air. We're coming from Beverly Hills. I know. This is everything.
This was like so destined.
Yes. It really was. Yes.
And I love how we first met when I saw you on the runway. Yes. And we saw each other and I was in the front row. Yes. And like front rowers see the people on the couch. Walk and like vibe.
Right, yes. Right. And I saw you in your dress. I was like, okay, I know her, but oh my yes. God, is that her? I was just in shock. Kind of like you said, it was destined. Like sometimes I always tell him that good energies always end up in the same room. And absolutely. Here we are today, the best energies in the world. Mm-hmm. And now we're sitting together.
100%,
so,
they do. That's the truth. Like right. energies attract energies.
Yes.
You don't attract what you want. Mm-hmm. You attract what you are.
Right.
If
right.
you are a good person mm-hmm. and you feel amazing every yes. day, guess what? You're going to attract people, events, and places that yes. are on that high vibration right. with you.
That's so right.
But if you are a low energy mm-hmm. person, then guess what? You're going to attract that mm-hmm. to you.
That's right. That's
we,
right.
We couldn't agree that. More. And honestly, with the circles we've been in, we've run into so many people that we have to separate ourselves wow. from that have so mm-hmm. much dark, very low energy. And yes. we're like, all right, why are we here? You can even feel it when you walk
yes.
into the room
yes.
and you're like looking mm-hmm. for the exit. I need
oh,
to leave.
Oh my God, I know.
And I'm
right?
sure that's happened to you numerous times.
Many times, wherever you go, particularly being in the music industry or in LA or yes. in the fields we're in, and I'm around all of it constantly, yes. you're going to have these low vibrational people. And the trick is to protect yourself with like a white bubble around you. Literally visualize, yes. pop, my bubble's on.
Oh
and then
God.
You go in your place and you send out magnetic energy to all those around you mm. to help them, to lift them up and attract to you just the good ones.
Oh my
out
God,
of that
yes.
evening, I met three people, two of which were you.
Oh my God,
and
this
there was
is
a
so
thousand
amazing.
People there.
Wow.
Oh my God, there was, honestly. And
I had a lot of people coming up to me. But yes. for me, it's the same. It's like such a pleasure to connect with my fans or my people and then, you know, it's rare for me to actually go, let me stay in touch with someone. You
yes.
know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's why I love that we're here today.
And,
yes,
and how's it you. Feel? How's it feel to be a motivational speaker? So you've been a speaker on TED. You also are an actual life coach. Number yes. one, female life coach.
Right. And not just a regular life coach, you're a life coach to like the celebrities, the stars, people that also mm-hmm. protect their energies because yes. so many people are absolutely. Trying to get to them. And they're coming to you with all of their feelings, all of their trust, and they're putting it in, you know, in your hands. Like,
and their problems, too.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, the truth is I'm a safe space. So I'm, like, the best friend to have because I'm, like, your secret weapon.
Yes. Mm.
I'll sit in your corner. Like, I'm there for you. I want to protect you. I want to help you and serve you to go to the next level. So when I first started coaching stars as such, I was like, oh, wow. I was like, what do they want more of? You have everything. Like, I'm in your big mansion or I'm right. in your, well, your cars
yes.
or your happy romantic love life, so it looks, and then you
right.
go deeper and you're like, holy shit, you have layers of fucked upness.
Yes. Wow.
And then I'm like, we need to peel back all the layers like an onion mm-hmm, and we need mm-hmm. to reveal what's really going on so we can reveal more light, so we can help you to have more health, have more happiness, actually have true love, real love, sustaining
yes.
happy relationships, and eventually 100x the money that you're already making.
Right, right.
I love
wow,
that. And how did you get into being the motivational speaker? I mean, your energy, honestly, you have this crazy presence or aura
yes.
glowing on you. What did you do or what happened to make you go into this direction?
So crazy story. It was 2017. I'd just given birth 2016, 2017, somewhere around there.
To your son, correct?
My son, yes.
Yeah,
okay. Who's just a beautiful ray of life and saved
yes.
my life, really.
Oh my gosh.
And I remember when I had him, I was like, oh my God, where am I going from here? Like, how am I getting out of this place? Because I was so rock bottom and I wanted to be a mom to him,
mm-hmm.
but I was in such a low.
Okay.
I was in a low financially.
Mm-hmm.
I was in hundreds of thousands of debt. I was a single mama. And I was unwell. Oh. Now, above anything,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
the money, the feeling of actually having a sickness
mm-hmm.
and being pretty much bedbound for the majority of a year was the hardest thing in my life. Imagine the sparkle you see on me now. You
right,
have
right.
a sparkle. You have
right,
a sparkle.
Right, right.
You have a sparkle.
Yes.
But imagine losing your sparkle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
So you no longer have that aura.
Okay.
You've lost who you are. And all I was praying for every day was just to be normal again.
Wow.
Just to have my strength back
okay.
again. Just to be normal so I
right.
could go on and be a role model to my son and raise him.
Mm-hmm.
So at the time then I moved back in with my mother and I was with her. She was helping me raise him. Like I needed that support. I was in such a dark place.
Wow.
And one day I remember standing in front of a mirror And I was listening to Denzel Washington.
Okay.
And his words were pouring over me. And it was like, pain is just temporary. You are going to get out of here. And I started believing it. And I started preaching those words over myself, saying, you are going to get out of here, Natasha. You are going to rise up like a phoenix in the ashes. You are coming out of here. And I started like rebirthing myself. It was like a literal rebirth. Wow. And in that moment, something dropped into me and it said, you're going to be a motivational speaker.
There you go.
And I was like, I don't even have a voice. Like at the time I had a hyperactive thyroid, which means it's all here.
Right? So something you weren't even thinking.
Couldn't even, I could barely even use my voice, but I had the issue in my throat here, which was what it was, right? So I was like, damn, that's crazy. The chakra that's most hurt is the one that wants to be used. And that was why I went through that. And I realized now that we go through dark times in our life, particularly people who have so much light, right? So someone's listening today and they're like, yeah, you know what? I have a really dark low and I've got a lot of light. Yes, this is the same thing. It happens to people who have huge platforms or they have massive light. They're such good people. One of those things.
Yes.
And then the thing that you go through is the thing you're meant to grow through. Your setback is meant to become your setup. You go through pain so that you can come out of it, so you can go on and speak your word to the world and say, this is how I overcame it, and you can do it too.
Oh my
God. Absolutely. Wow. That is a powerful statement. And honestly, it's so difficult to, and many people know this, it's so hard for people to be accepting their vulnerability.
Yeah.
They want to just be sheltered and covered and close out so that they don't feel the pain.
Yes.
And I think that's the issue, right? With what you see out there is, and it looks like you know how to capture this and understand it because you've experienced it yourself, just like we have. How many downfalls have we had?
So many.
I mean,
so
we can't even count them, but like you said, it was a setup for us to have our future that we're growing on right now.
And so in a way, yes, like you were hearing a podcast or you were listening to Denzel Washington and this just hit you, but I feel like it also, even though it was him kind of waking you up, it was also yourself though, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Because you are the one who started putting this in your head.
It was me. Think about it like the tools. I'm a life coach. I am your toolbox. I am the toolkit, but you have to physically put the tool and use it at work. I can't do that for you. Most people say, Natasha, you healed me. Natasha, you made me a millionaire. Natasha, you helped me meet the love of my life.
Right.
I did. But you did the work.
Right.
I was the tool and the word that was preached over me from the source, the universe, God, whatever you want to call it. I was just that message to show you the divine leg so you could go on and heal yourself or go and meet the love of your life or whatever you need to do.
Oh my God.
I made an agreement with the universe when I was in my darkest time.
Okay.
And I made it with God and I said, God, show me how to heal and I promise I will show the world how they can heal too. Wow. I will share it for the rest of my life with the world if you show me how to heal today.
Wow.
From that day, I got 1% better, 1% better, 1% better, until I was 100%.
Wow.
Until I went on stage.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
That is so powerful. I mean, but you found yourself through the chaos. You know, you that's, I think, how the biggest message that you have is you weren't perfect. But as you grew, that 1%, every single 1 second at a time or 1 day at a time or a month at a time, you are just this now beautiful individual inside and out and giving tons of people that are watching this beautiful energy, the secret, hanging out with people like Rhonda Byrne that everybody knows. Right. And you didn't even expect it. But because of your energy, it came to you. You were drawn in. It's insane.
And where did you, when did you actually start getting into The Secret? Because you're also, you know, a coach in regards to The Secret. Mm-hmm. This is like what you preach. This is what you teach. When did you like first run into this, the laws of attraction, the laws of action and everything that comes with it? Because we were listening to you this morning. I mean, our jaws were dropped because of how you teach this. But I'm sure, you know, did it come from The Secret?
A lot of my work has come from that. A lot of who I am has been shaped by The Secret. I read it when I was 15 years old. So at 15 years old, which is around 15 years ago, I literally, which ages me perfectly.
love it.
I then after that was like, wow, this book's amazing, but I never applied it. Knowledge is just knowledge until applied, and then it becomes power when applied. Don't forget.
Correct, yes.
Of course.
It's just knowledge otherwise, right? I left it there, and then I kind of one day I started, maybe I'll go back and touch it again. I read it again at 21. Then my rock bottom hit me and I picked up the book, remembering what was in it, and went, wait, what do I need to do? Mm-hmm. And went back and started making notes. Okay. And I started applying it.
Okay.
Full 360, 15 years after, or whatever it was, 13 years after I read the book.
Yes.
I then meet Rhonda herself. And wow, we go for lunch, and then I've now been in her home, and she is my ultimate mentor.
Oh my God.
And she doesn't mentor anyone. Wow. I don't even know anyone who has ever been to her home.
Wow.
She's the most incredible woman. She's actually like a walking angel. Mm-hmm. She has an aura, oh, and she's so beautifully blonde with blue, yes, eyes. She walks like with an aura.
Yes.
I can't even begin to explain. Right, it's like, right. Whoa.
Okay.
Even if you weren't a believer, even, yes, if you didn't believe in the law of attraction, right, you would see and feel it, yeah, in her.
Sounds like an angel walking.
Yeah,
and
is.
I don't know, wow, if the cameras can see it right being. Now, but you also have an aura and you're glowing you. As well. So
yes, baby, I receive it. I know I do.
You really do.
I really
and
do.
I'm just like, oh my God, like you are glowing and you just had a baby.
Yes.
But it doesn't look like it. You are just,
like,
you
what know, happened?
Doing
wow.
Good.
Like, yeah.
Doing good. My snapback game is strong. Okay. Yes, my snapback game is so strong.
Let's go. This is so amazing.
So you have two children, right? A boy and a girl?
I do. I had a boy who's 8, and I have a girl who's a little baby, a few months.
Oh, my God.
No,
yes,
way. Well, congratulations. So congratulations. We have our own kids as well. They're a little older, but you know.
I love that. Life you both look so young, though. So
thank you.
You too. So young.
Okay, young gang here. We're all the young gang. And also your book, this is so, since we're talking about, yes, you know, the manifestation, the, yes, secret, be it until you become it. This, yes, is so lit because this is like what we live by as well. Back. Like you have to like be it. Even if you're not it yet,
yes,
and then you will become it. So the like, 100%. This is just like, what an amazing book. Can you talk a little bit about what inspired you to write this?
I hate the term fake it till you make it, but when you're, mm-hmm, in your darkest time, I tell people, fake it till you make,
yes,
it.
Yes.
And then I went, shit, I don't like having to whisper that. Be it until you become, yes, it.
Oh my God.
And it sounds better.
It sounds better.
It sounds much better. Yes, and it's so spread all around. People, oh, talk God, about like, they're like, be it till you be it, or they'll do other versions of it. And it's like, honey, we're all doing my version, mm-hmm, of it. It's just be it today. Yes. You want to be a multimillionaire? Mm-hmm. How does the multimillionaire act today? How do they think, feel, and, yes, behave,
right,
today?
Today.
Oh my God.
You want, right, to be deeply in love and in a happy, mm-hmm, harmonious, loving relationship?
Yes.
Be in love today.
Yes.
How, gosh, does that version of you become when they're there? Be it today.
Oh,
if you,
God,
can be the version of you, when I was unwell, when I was in such a dark place, then I started to decide, no, you know what? I'm going to be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All the results were saying, no, you're having this for life. You're going to be on the meds for life, Natasha. You're not going to get out of here. And now you're on heart medication. This could become terminal.
Wow.
Like, it was at a point where it gets worse and worse. And I'm like, no, that's not my story. I'm too, mm-hmm, young for this.
Wow.
I'm not going to have that happen to me. Oh, I'm in my 20s. This is not right.
Yes, right.
I was like, I'm going to change my story.
Yes.
Wow. So I went back to the drawing board.
Wow.
And I started to redesign who I was. And I was like, I'm going to change who I am. And I'm going to become an inspiration in the world. And I don't know what that looks like. And I don't know who that is. But I'm going to reach someone, whether it's 20 people or now 23 million people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to help someone today.
Wow. That is powerful. Who, may I ask? I'm going to go a little bit backwards here.
Yes.
So we know you, Natasha, of today.
Yes.
Successful entrepreneur. Mother, philanthropist, everything. And then, and everybody can research this. It's easy to find her. There's her Instagram right here.
Very easy
to find her. But what were you, let's just say, back when you were a teenager? What were your goals? What were your aspirations at that point? What was your, how did you live at that point?
Okay, so when I was young, I always wanted to use my voice, but I thought I wanted to be a singer.
Okay.
And at school, I was bullied. I had a bigger nose. I was bullied for my nose, which led me to have multiple surgeries. Like, I was bullied for being different, right? I was bullied because I was, like, constantly told, like, you dress like this, you're different. Like, it was awful. Kids go through stuff, and, you know,
right,
I'm not the only one. But that really shaped who I am today because I knew I had this light, and all I would do is tell people, you look so beautiful today. Like, to anyone and everyone, I would just be so genuine and from my heart. And that was mistaken as fakeness.
Wow.
So then I really lent into fake it till you make it. Like, I, okay, just, I was like, after this, I'm never going to speak to these people again. And honey, I didn't.
That's right. That's right.
I did never speak, right, to anyone I went, yes, to school with again. Maybe, yes, one person.
Wow. Wow.
You know, and there's someone, there's a couple of others in the whole school, like, who are different years to me, who didn't mm-hmm. have that, they weren't a part of mm-hmm. that whole thing, who I'm now in touch with, like Nat Getty, I went to school with, okay. part of the Getty family. We're uh-huh. so tight. He's wow. amazing. Like mm-hmm. I was there, you know, the whole transition he went through. Mm. He just got married to Gigi, and you know, mm-hmm. a few years ago, and the two of them are an amazing transgender icon couple.
Wow.
And they, to me, are like, you know, it's like I did stay in touch with the right people. But right. those, anyone around me, like who I thought was a friend, is no longer a friend. Mm-hmm. And I've rebuilt my friendships with the people that are genuine yes. and really understand what we're here for, mm-hmm. rather than it all being superficial. You look at me and be like, oh, yeah, she loves shopping. I fucking hate shopping.
Okay, there you go.
Like, oh, she knows yes. she probably deal with this. No, but if you know who I am, as soon as they know who I am, that oh, no. Like, mm-hmm. I'm exactly the definition, which is why I really do this, of showing you are never to be judged by who you look on the outside.
Yes.
Never judge a book by its cover.
That's
because
right.
underneath, there is so much going on. There, so somebody much. Has a story which is waiting to be heard. Somebody yes. has a crazy story that needs to be heard.
Right,
somebody
right.
else is so transformative and inspirational. And on the outside, I'm just unapologetic as fuck about
there you
who
go.
I am.
Yes.
That's what
yes.
works. Because if I dressed right. in this beautiful little like, you know, I imagine these like floating cloaks
yes,
and like
yes,
you
yes.
know, look like a wizard or yes. like, you know, right. dressed in a way, I mean, that wasn't out there, that was very
right.
like another coach, like right. another person yes. who's in that field, very yes. woo-woo with crystals right. and beautiful things, mm-hmm. I would not be as famous as I am today.
Yes, yes.
It's because
yes.
I am who I am. I dress right. how I just, I don't give a fuck.
Right,
you
right,
know?
Right.
And it's outrageous.
I love this
and
so
you don't
much.
Usually see a motivational yes. speaker mm-hmm. wearing crazy shit. Now, it's not that I'm yes. going, I'm, you know, wearing a tiny mini dress. Mm-hmm. I don't fuck with that. Uh-huh. It's not like I'm doing, you know, loads of boobs and loads yes.
of course.
I don't uh-huh. fuck with it. It's yeah. cool. I just right. wear cool shit.
Yes, yes.
So
I
feels
love
good
this.
For me.
This mm-hmm. is so powerful. We also are in real estate and loans, and we're not the typical loan
wow.
officer and real estate.
No,
agent,
you're not.
You know?
That's
yeah.
fucking amazing.
Like,
yeah. Oh, I would go right to you.
And we're like, yeah. we're like, but this is just who we are. And I always yeah. felt like we both have always felt like we need to be ourselves. And
yes.
right.
again, that's what also makes us popular in the world of real estate and loans as
yes.
well, because people are like, we know those guys. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's something
heavy marketing.
Is,
you know, that's
yeah.
so important.
Oh my God. And I mean, since we're on this topic as well, so like, you know, we're also, I feel like this is your inspiration of who you are. Like I said, it comes from yourself. But, you know, what about your upbringing as, you know, maybe a little bit younger? Like, where did you grow up? And like, did you have both your parents? Are you an only child?
So I am the oldest of five.
Okay.
I grew up in Oxfordshire, where Oxford University is.
Okay.
And it was different. It was beautiful.
Oh,
it was like,
God.
I grew up in the countryside. My neighbors were sheep wow. and cows. Like, that
no
was
way.
It.
Oh, my God.
In California, there still kind of are sheep and cows.
I've never
as
seen
people,
one.
As people.
Oh,
sorry.
My God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
there's a
I
lot of people.
We have definitely
okay.
seen
we've
one.
We've seen them then. We've seen
just
them.
We've seen
kidding.
Them. No, but yeah. I feel you. And there are, you know, but yeah, no, it was, I was all in nature. And like,
oh, wow.
that was my healing place. And mm-hmm. I used to hate living there because there was no public transport. And I didn't drive till I was like 18
I
in
see.
The UK.
Oh,
so I couldn't get out. You were in your house or your mother would take you to school and mm-hmm. that was it. Like, you were trapped. There was no local shop. The local thing was a church and that was it.
Wow.
There was nothing.
Oh my God.
So it was like, wow, I don't even live in a city.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as I could, oh, I
he
moved
left.
To a big city.
Yeah.
and
okay.
here I am.
Okay, right.
Oh my God. So you went straight from there to Bel Air or?
I went from there. I moved to Geneva, got engaged to my first fiance.
Okay.
And I speak about this and I fucking own it.
Okay.
Yes. Like, I am cool with talking about my multiple different, you know, relationships. And
okay.
people will be like, first, what do you mean? Listen, sweetie, I'm not trying to go down the aisle one time in my
right.
life. I want to go down multiple times.
Oh my God.
I
yes.
love the idea of
love
this.
It. Okay, we have to speak about this
yeah,
like in detail.
Okay, we
okay
wanna,
let's do this.
Let's do this.
Let's
okay.
do it. Oh my
I
God.
So multiple partners, right?
Multiple, not at the same time.
Okay.
Seasons.
Seasons.
So I would say like, I'll be in a relationship and I'll give you my fucking everything.
Yes.
I'm not going to share you,
mm-hmm.
but I will be with you 100% and you don't have to share me.
Mm-hmm.
But honey, that day when we start to feel
mm-hmm.
and the next day we go again
uh-huh.
and now the third day we're not recommitting and now the
yes.
third month we're not recommitting
right.
at this point we part ways
yes
and that's okay because I'm gonna
right.
love you so much but when I start to see trouble in your life, shit yes. that's like, I've tried to serve you, I've tried to heal you, mm-hmm. but you ain't listening anymore,
right.
that is a season. Okay. And when some people mm-hmm. stay in those relationships mm-hmm. and then they start to destroy themselves
yes. mm-hmm.
because oh of the gosh. Person they're with now that the narcissist is fucking killing them.
Right. Yeah.
Now,
right.
I've got clients who come to me with, they're losing hair. Mm-hmm. They're losing sleep. That's nothing compared to the stuff they're going through. They wow. are deteriorating because they are staying in a relationship with a narcissist. I've been in relationships with narcissists.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay? Mentioning no names. I have been with narcissists firsthand who gaslight you.
Okay.
Everything is your fault. And eventually you just go, babe, I'm just going to laugh. I can't do this anymore because okay. you're never going to say sorry yeah, in your life.
Right.
I'm gone.
Yes.
My season is done.
Wow.
Kids or not, my yes, season is done. Right, I will right, raise right. my babies.
That is so powerful. Oh, my God. And I feel like our audience and everyone who's watching this really needs to hear this because, like yeah. you said, most people will stay in those relationships and they ruin their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to hear from somebody who's going through it like you or who's done it before.
Yeah.
Because, again, you're sitting here with an aura. You're sitting here with the one of the best-selling books. You're sitting here who is coaching celebrities, huge celebrities like Tyga, going in people's houses like Rhonda from The Secret. I mean, you're also collaborating with people like Anastasia Beauty, who's in The Secret as well. Yeah. Beverly Hills. Yes. Like
Anastasia Beverly Hills, you know, that's cool. Will and, I Am.
Right? So powerful.
Steve Aoki.
Oh my gosh. All Mary of our favorites.
Bonet from Selling Sunset.
Oh my I love goodness.
That. I mean, the list is Nick Cannon. The list is
Oh right. my gosh. Yeah. Nick Cannon. And obviously, you can't get to these levels if you're living in a relationship where there's narcissism and toxicity. And
you can never. If I practice what I preach, you can never grow if someone is shrinking your light.
Mm-hmm.
You are never going to grow if someone is. Imagine you're a little seed, okay, and you're trying to grow out the ground. You're trying to grow, trying to go, but somebody is fucking putting a hammer on your head every day. You're shrinking back down,
mm-hmm.
and then they're not there. You grow. Oh my God, I'm growing, and I'm seeing people in the world. Boof.
Right.
Back down again.
Wow. Right.
That is what it's like being in a shit relationship.
Wow. Wow.
You are not evolving. Yes. You are devolving at the same pace you are evolving. So you are going backwards.
Right. Right.
And if anything, you're just standing dead still, and everyone else around you is moving forwards, and they're getting married, and they're happy, and they're doing right. this, and oh my God, they've gone on and living in their purpose, and yeah. I'm still yes. in the same place.
Wow. Right.
Oh if you gosh. Always did what you always did, you'll always get what you always got.
Yes, powerful.
Oh my God.
And you guys know who you are. Seriously, you guys right. need to get out of that bad narcissistic relationship and really right
quick,
now.
And really quick, so they know, why do most people do this though?
Great question. Okay, so it's a lot easier said than done. I'm like you. I'm like, get out of it. But here's the truth, because I have been through it.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking hard. It's a cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is when you're with somebody that does not do you justice, doesn't make you live in your power, they will love bomb the shit out of you at the start, make you feel like this is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly it switches off one day. But now you crave their love.
Mm-hmm.
So they give you a crumb and you're like, oh my God. But oh fuck, gosh. I deserve a meal. They give me another crumb. Oh my God, he right. gave me a crumb. But the right. rest of the time, I'm starving you. The mm-hmm. rest of the time, I'm not even paying attention mm-hmm. to you. Oh my God, you gave me a crumb. Okay, there's actually a lot of science behind it. There's experiments you can look at online yes. about the pigeons when they're eating the crumbs. Mm-hmm. You can actually see mm-hmm. the experiments that were done to prove about the crumb method, where we crave a crumb when we deserve a meal.
Wow.
And we get used to the crumb becomes okay. It's terrifying.
Oh
so if
gosh.
Somebody is in that, they are choosing it. Mm. And here is the final thing on this exact type of relationship. I ask my clients and my students and people I love, and I say, is the pain gonna be worse to leave them than it is to stay? What is gonna be worse? Staying in that relationship, crying every day, traumatizing yourself, or leaving? Yeah. Which one is gonna be worse? And every time they'll be like, yeah, I've gotta leave.
Right.
Okay, because
wow. right,
staying
right,
is
right.
more painful. I'm like, well done, yeah. so do it. And then wow. they'll leave and go back. And go okay. leave and go back, because they're in a vicious cycle, because the love bomb starts. As mm-hmm. soon as the guy loses them, he needs them back. He needs that little control
the
thing
little crumbs.
Back. Yeah, he wants
wow.
to throw crumbs again.
Mm-hmm.
So he love bombs you with a cake. And the cake is so good, because
wow.
you haven't had that in
wow.
so long.
Wow.
And then it's again round and round the cycle until okay. you get off the hamster wheel.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to fucking want to get off. Like when I got out of relationships
yes.
like that,
right.
it took all my might. It took
okay.
friends and family. It took people to be like, get out. And eventually you listen.
Mm-hmm.
When you wake up and you go, I'm aging. I'm really destroying my body. My health is now giving me red light
mm-hmm.
warnings. My health is going down. okay, I got to wake up. Red light symbols and alert signs happen in your life through physical pain, whether it's spiritual, mental, emotional, financial pain, to say, honey, you are going in the wrong direction. U-turn.
Wow.
That is a powerful message. And what I love about your story is it's not really like a story. It's your actual life. And you've actually been in this cycle before, right? Mm-hmm. So you've been in this cycle and you did the U-turn, mm-hmm. which is why you have, like you said, multiple seasons, you know, different experiences now.
Oh, gotcha.
Because you're open to it.
And I've been married twice and I want to be married again. And yes. Like, you know, I love that. I love that.
Yes.
You two are married?
Not yet.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Bridesmaid. Yes.
We're
going to
party.
We have to party.
Please do.
Oh my God. Yes. No, yeah.
You can get married here in LA, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I believe so.
Amazing.
I believe we can, right?
We're in the best city.
I know, right? We love it.
Come on. I love that. I know. Well, no, I was listening to like a friend of mine on a podcast, actually on Call Her Daddy podcast the other day. And yes. What's really interesting was she was saying how she grew up in a city where it just wasn't welcomed, mm-hmm. her, you know, the way she is.
Yes.
And completely normal makes everywhere sense. Else. But right. where right. she was, she felt like excluded, and mm-hmm. it was like, oh my gosh, she felt like she was a walking target. Mm-hmm. And now she's in LA, she's right. at home.
Oh, good.
You can be who you are.
Yes, you can.
You know, and that's what I love.
No, I love that. Yeah. I love that. And
I felt like that a lot in parts of the UK.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, like I once you get famous in one, like in the UK, then I wanted to go on and do it in another country. Mm-hmm. Like, I find mm-hmm. it's fun.
Yes.
You know, oh my I'm gosh. Like, but fame for me is not that you asked, but just while I'm touching on that subject. Fame for me is being amazing at your craft and being recognized for your skills. Whereas I never understood that when I was famous the first time.
Yes.
And this is my pre-life when I was like a different person. I've spoken mm-hmm. about this before when I was in, this is like 12 years ago.
Okay.
When I was in like reality TV,
yes.
like 13 years ago. In fact, like I was a different person. I became a webcam girl and mm-hmm. I did shit which was different.
Okay.
So that's not the version that I am today. And I say to people, if you don't know who I am today, I feel so sorry for you, because mm-hmm. I'm not the same person as I was back then, let alone yesterday.
Yes. What mm-hmm. is like a webcam girl?
OnlyFans.
Oh yes.
On
yes,
steroids.
Yes. Right. Okay. Definitely.
Or OnlyFans, but we don't see what they do on OnlyFans. Whereas all webcam right. was a bit more like, oh, I can actually go on here and see.
Yes.
OnlyFans, you got to pay a subscription.
Right.
You got to be involved. And girls are like, I only take pictures of my feet. Meanwhile, yes. like you're fully nude fucking toys. But that's
right.
okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's okay. mm-hmm. And you're earning $100,000 right. and fucking $300,000 a month. Exactly. Well done. Okay,
right.
do your thing.
Yes.
I don't judge because I did crazy right. shit.
Oh no, of definitely. Course. We
it's
do
part
not
of my
judge.
Story.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. That's what got you here today.
Yes.
And honestly, we do want to know about your fame. And actually, because, you know, you're sitting with us here today and you have over 20 million followers on all of your platforms, probably more than this. I'm just giving a rough number. Like, how do you deal with so many followers and how do you like so many eyes on you and everyone just wants to reach out to you? Everyone wants your advice. Like, how do you deal with it all?
So people reach out all the time mm-hmm. and we have a really good system. I have a lot of people in my team who are excellent at finding the right messages that really do need to reach me.
Right.
Yes.
For example, the school that I just recently built in Guatemala with the charity Pencils of Promise, I never really? Would have heard of that unless I had seen certain people who also did schools and sit on the board, like Justin Bieber.
Wow.
I think Selena. I don't know if Selena's on it. Denzel okay. Washington, wow. Jay Shetty, Gary Vee.
Oh my gosh.
It's incredible.
Yes.
And
right.
so when I built that school, it happened because somebody DM'd me, a fan mm-hmm. being like, hey, Natasha, you should go and help this charity. It's amazing. And it's other celebrities. Because of that, I was able to then go on and build a school. So there is a way of these messages. They're so powerful. And somebody always wants my help. So I do coaching, private coaching for people, yes. which obviously, like, you know, if they can't afford that, then they'll go in at, like, my membership and join my scripting society, mm-hmm. which is so beautiful, which yeah, is where that. It's like, that even my top level students mm-hmm. go in there. And some of my massive celebrities sit on there with no name on Zoom wow. and no camera. And I'm like, I know who's behind.
Right. I love that.
It's so funny because there's like yes. all these people sitting on this Zoom and I know exactly who that
right.
one is.
Right.
And I'm
right.
like, dang, that's powerful. Oh that they God. Have no idea they are wow. sitting next to a huge A-lister.
Wow.
And like, I'm not just talking about like reality stuff, I'm talking about yes. A-listers. So yes. it's incredible. So they'll be sitting there alongside it. And I'm like, wow. So how do I filter it? I just go through and decide like which ones really I'm going to be. I try and reply to as many DMs as I can. Mm-hmm. I sometimes voice note them just to show them like I'm really right. here. I get a lot of people that beautifully tag me and stuff like, oh my god, amazing. She's like my picture or
yes.
you know, however mm-hmm. it goes. Fans are in different places, more quiet. Fans mm-hmm. like will come up to you, and I love it because it's different. When they come up to you, they usually have a story. Like they'll hug you, right. they cry.
Yes.
Like they literally they want to be in your arms. They want to be like, you've changed my life. Mm-hmm. Like it's so beautiful.
Right.
And so when I go and do that with when I stand with somebody who comes up to me like, oh my God, like I'll be at a theme park, I'll be in the airport, yes. I'll be anywhere.
Right.
Most of the time, people usually come up to you, and this is for anyone who's in the public eye, when you're standing dead still.
Okay.
And you're not with loads of people. Mm. So if you're sitting in a restaurant, people would just kind of look.
Right.
And then it's kind of etiquette. People don't yes. tend to come up to you. Mm-hmm. I don't really mind either way.
Yes.
If you're standing dead still, then people will kind of be like, oh my God, are you Natasha? Or like, oh God, you know, or sometimes they're like, hey, it's so nice to meet you. What do you do? And I'm like,
yeah. Right.
And then
right.
I'm like, I'm a motivational speaker or yeah. whatever. And then they're yeah. like, and then they're like, oh my God, I know your work. I'm like, okay. Oh my God. Very sweet. Like, it's yeah. very, you find the sweetest right. things. And like, uh-huh. I love it. It's really endearing. Wow. Like, oh I gosh. Really love my people. Like, yes. I, you know, whoever, if you're following me, I want to pour into you, whether you're right. in person. The thing is, I am exactly the same in person mm-hmm. as I am online.
I yes. love
that. So much of yes. these coaches, and so many times you'll see people who are like really big characters online. Then you see them in person, like, hey.
Right.
Yes,
right.
nice to right. meet you.
We have.
And I'm like, you know, if we're like in public, I'm going to be a bit more quiet, but
mm-hmm. right.
oh no, I will pour in.
Yes,
you know?
Yes. Oh my God. Wow. This is so
your,
great.
Your story's so fascinating. So the today of Natasha is grand, and you're always around the biggest circles. And if you may allow me, what is, and this is a twisted question, what is the worst thing that you've ever experienced or have ever done in your life? There might be many, or there might be just one, or maybe
yeah,
none.
Yeah, well,
know.
It was the cycle where I was a webcam girl.
Okay.
Because I was doing it, and on and like the cocaine, and like it was a bad cycle.
Got
and
it.
That cycle really led to where I am today.
Oh, wow.
Because that cycle changed my life.
Yes.
That cycle did not take me to who I am, but it led me to change my character
yes.
and change who I was.
Right.
If I didn't go through that, there is no way I would be who I am today. Because why on earth would I want to go on and suddenly serve the world and help the world if I was having a great life before?
Right.
You don't want to change your life if you're having That's a good right. life. That's yes. why things happen and rock yes. bottom so that you can go through it.
Wow.
And come out the other side.
Oh my gosh.
That was a dark time.
And like, how did you get out of this cycle of like webcam girl, cocaine, like all this craziness that you were going through again? You know, it was meant to be, but how did you like get out of it? Because you told us how you got out of the cycle when it comes to relationships, but how did this is a whole different
yes
you
so
know
it was a cycle, and everything is cyclical in life, including the moon, including the
yes,
days, including
right.
the weather,
yes.
everything.
Oh
if you
God,
think about
true.
It our moods
yes.
Everything
yes.
okay so I realized, okay, how do I get out of this hamster wheel? And I actually got married at the time, so
okay.
I met somebody who saved me. Now I'd never lean on that sort of thing again, but this person saved me and got me out of that industry. I was able to be financially supported by mm-hmm. him.
Amazing.
And that at least meant I could stop, you know, doing what
right.
I was doing. That
yes.
was the harsh stop.
Okay.
When I got pregnant, it was like I have never touched a drug since that. So that's like
got
eight
it.
And a half years.
Wow. Oh
so
my God,
so your marriage
amazing.
So your marriage to him was kind of like your foundational side of the change.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Because it was like, you know, I don't want you to do that, and you don't need to do it anymore. Like
mm-hmm.
you're okay, but I would, in today's world, knowing what I do now, I wouldn't lean on someone else. I would go build a side hustle
mm-hmm.
and use that until it took off.
Yes.
And then replace it. And then go, I might take a pay cut to start, but I'm going to do something and be so good at it. Do something I love so passionately that I'm going to be able to make my side hustle my main hustle.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Powerful. Oh, wow. My God. I love this so much. Everything you are explaining to us is so powerful. I'm just like feeling it inside me.
Yeah.
And also another thing is the Law of Attraction Secrets, your podcast. How did you start this? Because it's so powerful. Again, the guests that you have on your show are people that are being looked at around the
mm-hmm.
world. Like, you know, Ryan Garcia, he's one of them. And you're having like all these
he proposed to me on the show. That was fucking mental.
God.
Did you see? He proposed.
Wow.
He cut some of it. He proposed to me on the show.
Gosh.
I was in a relationship. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh my
God. Like, he was so sweet. But like, yeah, that happened on the show.
Wait, are you going to go back?
Well,
for this offer,
I mean, he should definitely come on again.
Okay,
it's a different season.
Yeah, we're friends. It's another season. Okay. He should definitely try though.
Oh my god! Right.
I love it.
Right.
It's still on his Instagram. Scroll down his Instagram. You will see me and him, and he says, "Be my wife." Oh, like, this woman is different.
Wow, that is so epic.
Oh my god. And how can he not? I mean, look at you. You're beautiful. You're so smart. Oh god,
the time I was like, he didn't know, but I was 4 months pregnant. I don't know.
Okay, you know. This happens.
How's it feel being on Forbes? But I guess it's below 40, but you look like you're below 30.
Yeah. You know,
are you like 21 or how old are you?
No. Technically, I'm almost below 30.
In essence, how did that impact your next move?
Because you're like number one speaker.
Yeah, number one.
This is phenomenal.
I'm honored that I have publications that write about me and say, like, USA Today calls me number one female motivational speaker in the world.
Yes.
Like, having publications that have articles on you that write about you like that is so beautiful.
Right.
And, like, I feel so grateful that I have these opportunities. It definitely helps you. In fact, let me just lean into this for 1 second.
Please,
Anyone who's building a business right now, and I was literally just saying to you guys about something similar before, doesn't matter whether you are a seasoned entrepreneur or you're just starting out. When people come across you, they want to see who you are. But sadly, in today's world, if you don't have many followers, it's swipe next. Mm-hmm. If, however, I go on your page, you have some followers, you've got amazing content, and you are in the press. If I don't know who you are, but I know who Forbes is, and Forbes is saying you are the number one authority in your field, I now think you are the number one authority in your field because Forbes has done the research on you, and I like, trust, and know Forbes, so now I like, trust, and know you.
Yes. Facts.
Exactly.
That part. So if you want to be the number one authority in your field, get yourself in amazing articles and rub shoulders with people like this. You know, be in things, be on podcasts, go on radio shows, go and collaborate, go on stages with. Get yourself a coach who's going to do this shit for you and help you and literally be your trainer and say, get into the press, get into the public eye. This is what you need to do. Like, you don't have to be in the public eye. In fact, some people don't even want to be on camera. You don't have to necessarily be on camera. But if you want success and eyeballs on your work, which you all do, there's nobody in this entire room or anybody listening to this right now who doesn't want to make more money.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
No, I'm happy where I am. You know what? Some people might be, but let me tell you, Jesus didn't tell you you had to be humble and have no money. He wanted you to have it all. It's just people misread it.
Right.
Okay? You were meant to have it all.
Yes.
Everything you want. Right? Everything. Love, happiness, success. You don't have to be humble and walk barefoot along the road. Pilgrimages are nice. My father does them all the time. God bless him. And that's not because he's Buddhist, right? Uh-huh. But it's okay to go and do those things, but it doesn't mean that he lives in a freaking mansion the rest of the time. You don't have to be like, I'm gonna give everything away. No, you're gonna earn money so you can give to charity, because honey, there's a charity that needs your money. So go earn more money so you can go and build a school or build an animal shelter, whatever you want to do, but go earn more money to help more people.
That is such a powerful message, guys. Like, she's not kidding. We actually came out on a few articles, and during that time we actually had met a huge celebrity venue person, Lori, right?
Oh, yeah.
So she does venues for all the celebrities, like tons of them, from Beyonce to Paris Hilton. And actually, the funny story is we met Paris Hilton, and now she's one of our good friends because of those articles.
Right.
So, and another article came out of that one. So I couldn't agree with you more. I think what you're doing and the presence and all these different magical things that you're doing and meeting and talking is spreading the right message, because there's no reason why I wouldn't trust you. Because you're on Forbes, you're on different articles.
Yes.
You know, we even talked about GQ, which I'll be honored. But little things like that, and it's such an impressive statement, because it comes from experience. It's very wise of you at a very young age to be able to say things like this that are actually very true.
Right.
You know, and
right,
I think everybody should hear that and understand what Natasha's saying. Like, she actually has experienced something that you guys are lacking having, but it's right here. Like, just absorb it. You know, and that's such a great message.
I'm telling you. When you grow your authority online, and that's what I do for my clients, I make them the number one authority in their field. Mm-hmm. So they come to me and they're like, hey, I'm already this. Can I be this? Yes. I'm a mom. I got a job. I want to do something. Yes, I can do it. I'm this. I want to be that. I already have a business, but I want to branch out into this. I want to have a podcast. I want to have a book. Great. You can be the number one in your field, and we can show you how to be recognized online. Get into this, get onto that, work with this person, go on this podcast. It goes down to this.
Love
you ready?
Love it. Oops, sorry.
It goes down to this. It goes to OPS, Other People's Stages, OPP, Other People's Podcasts, and OPA, Other People's Audiences.
Wow. Wow.
Sorry. Do all of those things, OPS, P, and A.
Love wow. this. And so, you know, I know you're a very busy woman, and we're going to be getting you out of here soon. And just to kind of touch on a couple of these last things here, because they're so meaningful to right. me, and I know they are to Eli as well, is, you know, the scripting method. Can you just talk a little bit about that? And also, did The Secret, The Laws of Attraction, The Laws of Action get you here in the one of the most famous cities in all of the world, Bel Air, Beverly Hills, California? Like, do you use the scripting method and The Secret so that you could be sitting here today on Rodeo Drive doing exactly what you wanted to do with the brightest aura I've ever seen? Like, you know, everything that you have going on. Like, is this you. What you use to get there? Because we need some of this advice.
Yes, we'll sit down and do a sesh anyway because we're so local. Yes. Pleasure.
Oh my God.
So, yes, scripting is what I did my TED talk on. It's okay. the art of writing down what you want in the past tense as though you've already achieved it. So, what you do is you write it down and you say, instead of saying, I will be this, I will earn this, I will get the promotion, I will fall in love, take out the word will and it becomes, I fell in love, I made the best friends with, I did this, I became a multimillionaire, I made so much money, etc. When you do this and you write it in the past tense, it comes to fruition faster.
Wow.
It's literally it. So you write it down. And yes, I used it to change my whole life. Oh my I used gosh. It to manifest my second husband. I used it to manifest my baby. I used it to manifest everything.
Oh my gosh. Wow. This is so powerful.
And to move here, you're right. Yes. To move to Bel Air. I knew right. exactly. I'm going to live in Los Angeles, in hills somewhere. I didn't wow. even know what.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I knew exactly where I wanted to live, in a mansion with certain things. This I just knew I'm going to wow. do this. Like, oh I am gosh. Going to manifest my exact dream life.
And it's not just regular hills. It's Bel Air, California. Again, yes. one of the most famous, richest cities in all of the world. Like, people want to be here. Mm-hmm. And you're here today and in your young age and again with your glowing aura, with your babies, like this is so powerful. And this is our last question because we have to get you out of here. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Because right now you have so much going on. You're a public speaker. You're a book writer. You're a mom. You're newly single. There's so many different things
we,
going on.
We can't
you.
Even count them, but right. it's, so it's much still adding on. To it. Too.
We know that yeah. you have... In 5 years, there's probably already a script ready that you've written for this. So can you give us a little insight on maybe where you Natasha Graziano will be in 5 years?
So naturally, I'm going into TV now. I'm hosting so much more. I'm loving it. I co-host yes. The Lion Hour on Fox DC from time to time. I co-host with Nick Cannon on his show yes. sometimes. Like, I do so many different things in TV, and I'm leaning more into that. I believe that I would like to help 1 billion people in my lifetime. So mm-hmm. in 5 years from now, who knows where that will be. Hopefully reached 100 million people where yes. I'm hosting huge events where people can all be nurtured, but they're streaming out to millions in 40 different countries. Wow. I want to reach millions and millions of people and change millions and millions of lives. I want to build another few schools with the charity that I'm on the board of, Pencils of Promise. My first school is called the Graziano School. It's in Mazatenango in Guatemala.
Wow.
It was such a dream. Wow. So 600 children get to go there. So I want to build another one. I want to build another few. So I hope to be able to keep hitting those big markers. You know, I'll have another book out on scripting at some point, which will be a dream. I know it's so waited on because I talk about scripting all the time, so this will reveal that.
Yes,
there's so many things in the pipeline of what I'm doing, but just excited for life.
Oh my God. Wow. The world needs more of Natasha Graziano. This is just like, this is, you're barely starting, which you've done so much, but you're barely starting.
Literally.
Like, that's so how amazing. I feel.
And to end the podcast, that's your camera. Give somebody that might need a message of what they can do to change their life, like, as soon as possible.
If you want to change your life today, you've got to do 3 things a day, which is 1,095 things a year towards your goal. So let's say your main goal is to become a coach, or your main goal is to get into real estate investments or whatever it is. You have to change your life today by doing 3 small things every single day, which adds up to 1,095 things a year. Honey, your side hustle has become your main hustle. Stick to it, and get the fuck up.
Yes.
Now is your time.
Oh my God. I love this.
All right, guys, so you guys heard it here. Natasha Graciano in the flesh here on our podcast. Stay tuned for all these additional reels. Full YouTube coming soon.
Yeah.
We are definitely collaborating. We love you guys.
We love you. Thank you so much.